A word on what's expected of you in this first area of understanding, the broad context. It's unlikely that HR or D&I would expect you to track diversity data. This is detailed, technical, and carries certain data protection legalities with it. But it is useful to see the results of this, and it can be key in helping you create a strategy which speaks to the particular challenges of your organisation. For example, is there a particular career development point where the diversity metrics become less diverse? That could be tackled with a specific aim to rooting out the systems of bias through your network observations. Inclusion data is much more difficult to monitor because it's about feelings and behaviours that are not easily turned into numbers. But if you're only attempting to track diversity data, then you're only doing half the job of D&I. Typically, efforts to measure inclusion will be in the form of employee surveys. Any data scientist will tell you these are fraught with bias because people might not feel trusting enough to fill them out, or it's affected by a person's mood that day, or the questions are ambiguous. Some organisations are now scouring work social feeds and collaboration tools for mention of inclusion issues. This is also very revealing, but the more in-depth sentiment tracking is, the more likely an employee is to feel observed. So this should be used with caution and only in environments where there is trust.